Hey, stay right there. I'm glad you made it here because I want you to do what it takes to eliminate all of the potential interruptions that could get in the way of learning from this call, from this teletraining, from this teleclinic. Now please lean forward and listen carefully and get ready to spill a lot of ink with your pen or lead with your pencil, because the notes you're about to take may change the way you look at your accomplishments from this point forward. I'm not being overly dramatic. My name is Alex Mondosian, and I am a master trainer to virtual trainers. And that's not a distinction I created for myself. That five-word sentence was not created by me, but it's what I got working directly with the person who's about to teach and train you how to adopt a different perspective and a different purpose for your business, starting by improving your background. Yes, your background. Because during the time you and she spend together right here, you're about to discover how to attract new clients, get more speaking gigs, and land more media interviews without changing your business model, without getting any new customers or clients, and without even changing your prospect lead generation system. All you'll need to change from now until tomorrow and the rest of the time you do business is what you do with a three-letter word that you've heard again and again, your bio, B-I-O, your biography, your background. Now, I did it, and I changed my demo reel. I did it, and I changed all my networking conversations with people, both in big events and small events. And I did it, and I changed my bio for my media room on my website that gets thousands of hits week after week, month after month. Now, the bio I'm talking about is not an ordinary bio. Now, you may not have to change a thing in the way you do business, but you probably have to change the way how people perceive you as a result of reading your bio. Your bio is your personality, and that comes down to reading it, absorbing it, identifying with it, and believing it. Your bio is the single most important element to build your credibility and believability, yet most people handle it as an afterthought or oversight. Many of my colleagues are some of the world's greatest marketers, and their bio is on life support. It cripples them when people actually read it. Here's your chance to have someone read a bio, and without having any accomplishment, really, at a very high level, you can get someone's attention, demand their interest, create desire, and finally take action because what it is saying about you. Now, you're going to learn how to resurrect what could be potentially a boring bio into a living document that your audiences will remember permanently. Again, I'm not overdoing it, and I'm not being overly dramatic. This is true because I've done it for myself. I've seen our next trainer do it for others, and she's going to do it for you if you simply listen. So hold your hat, get ready to learn, because Nancy Jutton is going to teach you how to say bye-bye to your boring bio forever. And if your bio isn't boring, she's going to say bye-bye to your existing bio so that your bio has more traction and pulling power. My name is Alex Mondosian, and you are in for a treat. So lean forward and get ready to learn.
Wow, isn't that exciting? I'm here at the Alex Mondosian Membership Intensive in San Diego from my hotel room, and Alex Mondosian was kind enough to introduce me in such a powerful way because he's someone who has worked with me personally and has seen the magic that can manifest in a very successful business when you can show up like a rock star with your first impression. And I am so honored and excited to be here with you so that you can have that same outcome right here during this call. My name is Nancy Jutton. I'm the business bio expert and your Get Known to Get Paid mentor. And I'm going to pull up the slides right now so that you can follow along with me so that we can take a journey together to be very jazzed about what's possible when you make over your story. And as I was mentioning to the folks that joined me earlier, I'm a little technology is a little challenging for me sometimes, and I've got myself a new Surface laptop that I'm just learning how to use. So just wanted to let you know. So here we are at this big, huge event, and people are just coming around and having the most wonderful time introducing themselves, some of them doing a really great job and some of them not so much. And I think there's a huge opportunity for us all to really improve in this area. Before I get too much further, I want to say a special thank you to everyone who's joined me around the world from the JVIC community led by Milana Lashinsky and Rich German. They're powerful advocates for my work. I know I've spoken to quite a few of you in the private Facebook group, and I have been playing with you in the JVIC community, and so I'm honored that you would be here with me today and that Rich and Milana would advocate for me and my work so powerfully so that you would make an appointment to be here. I really would like you to set aside your distractions and give me your full attention so that we can really focus and get some magic created during this call. Big aha moments, light bulb moments waiting for you so that you can really make the most of it. Would it surprise you to know that there are over 600 people that registered to be with us today from all around the world? That should tell us something. It should tell us that this bye-bye boring bio symptom is an itch that needs to be scratched, and people are showing up to get the healing. And I promise you, I am going to deliver. I'm going to over-deliver in service to your success, because you know what? That's just how I operate. That's the way I roll. And everyone who's ever worked with me has said that. You know, the bio is just the beginning. It's not where it ends. But if you don't feel great about how you show up at first glance or first impression, sometimes that can keep you small and keep you hidden and will prevent you from attracting the perfect opportunities that you know you're worthy of. And this is going to stop today because we're on to a better way. So let me just see about the slides here. Learning how to do it. Okay. So your bio and your bank account, let's talk about that. You know, I wrote a book in 2009 called Bye Bye Boring Bio, How to Attract Clients, Speaking Gigs, and Media Interviews by Telling a Story All Your Own. And I have reviewed thousands of bios from luminaries and aspiring luminaries since I wrote that book. And I have got this laser focus and the ability, just like Sherlock Holmes, to take a look at a few words of text, a few simple lines of text that you've pulled together on the fly. And without knowing a whole lot more about your business, I can actually tell whether or not you're making money or not. And here's the more important question. Chances are, if your clients, your joint venture partners, your media partners, and other people of influence were to take a look with the same laser focus, they'd be able to figure that out too. And so that's why this call matters, because the first impression that you make is going to open a door or close it. And today it's all about opening doors and stepping through bigger doors and stepping up to bigger stages. And that's the intention that I want to have set for this call, that you will look at your story in an entirely new way. Imagine you are your ideal client landing on your bio today. Are you excited about what you read to the point that you can't wait to reach for the phone or send an email or a text and say, you're the one that I want? If you haven't looked at your story in recent weeks or perhaps months or maybe longer, maybe now's the time to take a fresh look, because that's what this call is all about. So what qualifies me to talk about this? As I mentioned, I've written a book about it, and since that time, I have become a sought-after expert. If you Google the term business bio expert and you don't even know how to spell my name, you'll notice that thousands and thousands of references come up to me as the business bio expert. I've been showcased on major media across the country. I get invited regularly to speak on big stages and telesummits, and I attract perfect joint venture partners and clients. And I have achieved a fair measure of success that makes me very, very proud. And that's not to be, discounted. I'm also happily married to my husband of 27 years, and we have a very happy, healthy, normal 17-year-old son who's just the light of our lives. And there's a beautiful little adorable dog, Champion, that is part of our family too. So right now life's pretty good, and I'm very proud of what it is that I've accomplished. But it hasn't always been this way, and maybe it hasn't always been that way for all of you too. I want to take you, I'm a huge, huge fan of Oprah Winfrey, And she has this expression called the ugly cry. And that's when the whole world seems to be falling apart and you just, it's full shoulder action, the tears are flowing like crocodile tears, you're so exhausted, you can't really pick yourself up. It's really, really hard when nothing in life seems to be going very well. And that was exactly what happened to me. So here, how did it happen? I started my business in 2001. And I was serious about growing a successful business. And so I hired a mentor right out of the box. And he says to me, what kind of a business do you want? And I said, I'm a very talented publicist. And I believe that bios really matter because it's your first impression. And he said to me, bios are like wallpaper. You'd be a whole lot better off if you created a PR firm. You'd get to six figures a whole lot faster. So here's the thing. I didn't really trust my gut, didn't have the confidence to pursue the thing that I wanted to pursue. And I took his advice. And being that scholarly, hardworking, shoulder-the-wheel kind of person that I am, within 6 months I was booked solid and I had clients with big names that you would recognize paying me thousands of dollars a month to do their PR for them. I was like the queen bee of Wizard of Oz, standing behind the powerful people, making them look big in the media. And that was all fine and good. Life was fine. But then there was this thing called the Great Recession in 2008, and everything pretty much fell apart. And at the same time, the media landscape was changing. Facebook was accelerating. It seemed like people weren't reading newspapers anywhere near as much as they used to. And the whole business of doing PR in the old-fashioned way just didn't seem to be as relevant or as in demand as it once was. And so here I was trying to dry my crocodile tears, try to figure out what I might do to reinvent myself. And then Oprah again inspired me because I was watching her television show and I read about this woman, or watched it rather, Anastasia. She's the definitive brow and eye expert. And what she does is she arches eyebrows. This is this idea of, you know, name and claim a niche, create a solution to a problem that's deeply felt, and then go as far as you can around the world to make sure you can serve as many people as possible. So here I'm drying my tears, I'm looking at my eyebrows, and I'm thinking, why didn't I start back with where my passion was in the first place, which was helping people to tell their stories well? And if Anastasia can travel around the world and run a bazillion-dollar business shaping eyebrows and everything to do with them, why can't I be the business bio expert? I've decided to claim it and name it and be it. I wasn't going to let the dream squashers keep me down. So I self-published this book. I self-published it on a dare from a friend. I got it out there in a big way because I was a publicist, and step by step, I ran for the roses. And so now I'm seen, heard, and celebrated in major media all over the country. I get to speak to people like you and inspire you to be successful. And I learned to trust my gut, my heart, my head. If this thing that you do is what it is you're called to do, don't let any dream squasher tell you you can't do it. I want you to trust your gut, your heart, your head, and I want you to declare your intention to be nature in this area, because this is your life, this is your time, this is your gift, this is what you're here to do. And that is what I have done, and that's what qualifies me to talk to you about this. I know how to write a better bio than just about anyone else on the planet, and I care about helping you to get seen, heard, and celebrated, because I know what it feels like to be invisible, and I know how much better it feels to be in the light. And that's what I want for you. So if you want what I'm having, I'm going to show you the way, and I'm going to tell you what it takes. So what does it take? I already kind of mentioned it. I'm a huge fan of The Wizard of Oz. And in that film, classic film, it takes heart, brains, courage, patience. You got to take the journey step by step to the promised land. And heck, why not put on a sassy pair of shoes if it's going to make you feel more confident? Because you've got to keep your eye on the prize and not let anyone squash your dream, and you've just got to keep going. So that is exactly the journey that I have traveled. That's what qualifies me to speak about this, and this is the inspiration I have for you to say to yourself, the journey that you are traveling is well worth taking, and I want you to take that first step by making sure that first impression is the very best that it can be. So what do I have for you today? I'm going to tell you the three biggest bio blunders that stop your ideal clients from saying yes to you. I've got a juicy gift for you to reward you for staying until the close, and I have an invitation to extend for those of you who want to go deeper and to have access to me, my expert word wizardry, and the community that I've built around creating better bios that open big doors. And I'm really excited that you're here. I'm just checking over onto the phone here, and I see we've got lots and lots of folks on the phone, and we've got people calling in from, let me just see, just telling you who, people from Walnut Creek, Philadelphia, Auburn, Tucson, Redwood City, Norwalk, Connecticut, Los Angeles, Houston, Fort Dodge, Iowa, Chicago. Oh, my goodness, this is so exciting. So welcome, welcome. Is there anyone feeling bold and wants to raise their hand and say hello or ask a question that I can answer right on the spot? If you're on the telephone, please hit star 2 and I'll call on you, because we are living in an age of engage and enroll, no more command and control. That's what Alex Mondozian says. So I want to say hello to the first two people who have raised their hand. And the first one is, the first three letters of your telephone number are 209. And it says, Esther? Esther? Are you there?
Actually, it's Esther. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm so appreciative of you actually having this teleseminar today. It's very timely for me because I was in the process of redoing my bio. So I'm sure I attracted you into my universe to be able to bring this to everybody.
Well, I'm so glad you're here. And are you trying to attract clients, speaking gigs, or media interviews?
All of the above.
All right. Well, you've come to the right place. I'm going to show you the way. So I'm going to say hello to this other person now. And this person's name is Den Geller Wolf in Tucson, Arizona. Would you like to say hello? Hello? Let's try again.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm super great and fine and getting better.
That's what I like to hear. What brings you to the call today? What's your most pressing question around making your bio better?
My bio is, my name is Russ, by the way, and my thing is this whole raised with the idea that you shouldn't toot your own horn.
Mm.
I should do it for you, and I, myself and my wife, because we're both passion test facilitators, are having trouble tooting our own horn, even though we know we're the greatest people in the world.
Well, that's a really good point that you make, and I want to address that right out of the box. It's not uncommon to feel that way, and I felt that way too, and you know, when you spend your life standing behind other people and now all of a sudden it's all about you, it's a very uncomfortable, awkward feeling. So one of the most important things that I've learned is to sort of redefine my message by how it serves the people I'm here to help. So when you think about who, if you're a passion test administrator, you're working with people who are looking to live inspired, fulfilled lives without apology. And that you've been fortunate to work with thousands of them over the years to achieve that result. If you start with that, and then you can say what qualifies you, all of a sudden you've tuned into your client's radio station first. It's not about you. It's about the transformation that you deliver for those people, and all of a sudden they're paying attention. Doesn't that feel better?
Certainly.
So I'm glad you're here, and we'll talk more about this, but I have so much more to share, so thank you so much. As I do the call, everyone, I'm going to come back and engage with folks who are live on the call, so I want to answer as many questions as I can and get everybody the value that I've promised. But it's so much more fun to do a telecall when you actually get to talk to someone as opposed to speaking out into the ether and hoping you're making a difference. And so that's just something I wanted to mention, because if you're going to be leading teleseminars one day, you'll know what I mean, what it feels like when you're when you're trying to make it all happen and you want everybody to feel great and seen and heard and celebrated, which is really a big deal for me. So let's get right into it. I promised I would talk about the three bio blunders that business owners make that squash their credibility and stop clients from hiring them. Are you ready to find out what they are? Because I'm sure ready to show you. The third biggest blunder is what I call TMI, too much irrelevant information. Why does this matter? You know, when I say too much irrelevant information, sometimes people have had 30, 40, 100 years of work. They've worn a lot of hats over the years, and they feel compelled to share their entire life story as if it were War and Peace. And in today's ADD world, we've got to get to the meat of the matter quickly. We need to say who it's for, what the outcome is, why you're the best available athlete, and what call to action do you want people to take to lean in and ask for more information or take a step forward. What we're talking about today is a client-attracting bio. That is what it's all about. And so why does this matter? Because if people don't read it, you're stuck at the front door. And what most people want to do is land at the red carpet or at the front door of their perfect client or to walk through a really big door that they've been angling for a really long time. And that's why this matters. I know that sometimes, as Alex was saying at the top of the call, that some people consider their bios like an afterthought or something they schlepped together at the 11th hour just because they know they needed to fill the real estate on their website or their About Me page or their social media profile. I don't want you just to schlep anything together because you know what? How you do anything is how you do everything. That's a common thing that's, you know, a truism that so many people believe. I want you to be deliberate about what you want your story to share with you. And I want to sort of show you by example what I mean. As I mentioned, I've reviewed hundreds and hundreds of bios through the years, and sometimes I just have to say truth is stranger than fiction. Because that's what I'm going to read 7 lines of text to you, and you let me know if you're ready to whip out your wallet, okay? My life has been full of adventures, and I'm so pleased to be sharing my new adventure with you. Born in Vancouver, Canada, I graduated from the British Columbia Institute of Technology in the field of biomedical engineering. After stumbling and bumbling around, I made it my mission to learn from the best in their fields of expertise. So my question to you is, do you know what this person does? And do you know what results she brings about for her client? And do you know who her client is? And here's the most important question. If you had money in your pocket and a problem that needed serious relief, would you put your wallet out for someone who was confessing to stumbling and bumbling around when you don't even understand what she does? In my estimation, this is what I call the run, Forrest, run bio. It is not the way to show up at first glance to get people to know, like, and trust you. It's a way to get them running in the opposite direction. Because we don't know anything about her to know that how we can refer her, hire her, recommend her. We don't know anything. The trouble is that this person created her bio as an afterthought, and then when we went excavating to tell a better story, I was able to find out that she was really rather remarkable. And so I'll tell you the transformation. Leading internet entrepreneurs from across the nation rely upon Andrea to handle the behind-the-scenes details of new product launches so they can stay in their genius with the knowledge that every detail is being handled in a world-class way. A results-focused energizer bunny on steroids, Andrea is the virtual assistant who is your secret weapon to rock the internet and your balance sheet. In a few lines of text, we know who she is. We know who hires her. We know what results she brings about. We know something about her personality and her work style because we've described her in a memorable way, Energizer Bunny on steroids. And if you were looking for a virtual assistant who could make your life feel a whole lot better, I think you just might want to lean in and say, "Hi, Andrea, do you have room on your calendar to accept a new client, and what would my investment be?" And I think the bigger question or the bigger comment is, what would happen for you if when people read your 7 or 8 lines of text, they were leaning in and saying, "Wow, that's exactly the problem solver that I've been looking for to ease my pain or bring in the relief or bring in the pleasure or whatever it is that they're looking for. That's what I want you to start thinking about when you're looking about a client attracting bio. So this next person I want to showcase in terms of a how example, before and after, is a colleague of mine and also a friend and a graduate of my Get Your Story Done workshop. Fanny Mills Ritter submitted her bio to me, and, you know, it's very impressive. I'll read the before version for you just very briefly. Fanny Ritter is a highly skilled communication and performance expert with a Swiss master's degree in economics and social sciences. On behalf of multinationals, she enjoyed a career in HR recruitment and headhunting in Zurich, Switzerland for years. Fanny has graduated as an NLP master practitioner and owns several superior coach certifications. She's a member of the Spanish Coaching Association, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We don't know anything about what she's doing now. And then at the very end, she buries the lead and she says, her book, Butterfly Habits, How to Make Your Honeymoon Last Forever, was inspired by some of the world's most ambitious women and aspires to unleash the unique feminine leadership flair, keeping love alive. Well, when I read this, I said to her, what do you want people to do when they read about you? And she said, I want the world to know about Butterfly Habits, How to Make Your Honeymoon Last Forever, because it's a book that can change relationships around the world. And I said, well, why are you burying the lead and leaving the best for last? Let's lead with the best first and ditch all the rest of this stuff that's no longer relevant or congruent to the role she's playing today. Doesn't that make sense? So the after version, I think, is a nice, she's a beautiful woman, as you can see on the slide, but the after version, I think, is so much better, and so I want to read it aloud so you can experience the transformation. Make Your Honeymoon Last Forever expert, Fanny Ritter Mills, works with high-achieving professional women whose careers are on fire while their love relationships are on ice. She shows them how to reignite the spark to enjoy success in the bedroom and the boardroom with equal grace and ease. In the quest of a solution to a worldwide dilemma of women to weave their professional brilliance into their personal love life is how Fanny, how her path took root to grow. Sorry, I messed that up a little bit, but what's different here is we know who she is. Make Your Honeymoon Last Forever expert Fanny Ritter. Awesome. We know who she is, we know the outcome, and we know whether or not we know anybody who needs that. And that makes it easier for us to refer her, find her, file her, and hire her. And can you see how that's so much different than the before version? So I think that if everyone took a look at their story and thought to themselves, who is my ideal client? What outcome will they get? And what's your handle? What's your expertise? Then all of a sudden, it gets so much easier. That blank sheet of paper doesn't seem to be so daunting any longer. So why does all this matter? Why does it matter? Why is it crucial for your clients? Because you want to work with your ideal people. And you're not just trading time for dollars or collecting fees for service. Ideally, you're creating some kind of impact or result or transformation through the work that you do that people want to whip out their wallet to invest into to get the benefit or the relief. If you just talk about the various roles you play without any anchor to the result that manifests when people work with you, it's just wallpaper, and that doesn't make anybody want to pick up the phone. I think another big mistake that people make with their bios is they start every sentence with I earned my degree, I have many certifications, I wear many hats. And I like to quip that when all the sentences start with I, all the other vowels are lonely. And more to the point, if it's all about you, then your client is not even invited to the door. Let the person know that you're talking to them so they know that they belong with you. Otherwise, it's just wallpaper, and that doesn't really amount to much when it comes to creating ka-ching in your shopping cart or your retail store. So why is this information crucial for you? It's crucial for you because who you are and how you show up is everything. Your first impression speaks volumes or not. You're either remarkable, compelling, and brilliant, attractive, and someone that people want to work with, or you're hiding behind empty words that don't do anything for anyone. How you do anything is how you do everything, and your first impression matters so much because it either compels people to lean in and say, wow, or it has them running in the opposite direction. And sometimes when people are reinventing from what they used to do to what they now do, they may feel a little bit small or unsteady. They may have trouble finding the right words. They may have trouble bridging the past to the present so that they can stand in and on the value that they truly have to bring to the party. And today's the day that you stop that and you take in who you are, how you show up, and you make your first impression the best that it could ever be because you are the determiner. You get to determine your success. And I want you to think big as soon as possible because the world is waiting for you and what it is that you have to bring. Sorry, I'm having a little trouble with my slides. So what is the second biggest blunder? The second biggest blunder is what I call author, speaker, coach, you lose. You know, a lot of us people who lead tribes like I do are fortunate to have many authors, speakers, and coaches who I work with, and I love working with them because they need help differentiating their message so that they can stand out and attract the right clients and opportunities. But here's the thing that's a common misstep. If you go to a networking event and you say, I'm an author, speaker, coach, I'm an author, speaker, coach. And you go from table to table and everyone says, I'm an author, speaker, coach. You wear many hats. You have many roles that you play, but none of them sound very intoxicating to me. And I would ask you, do you think they're intoxicating? Because I think they sound rather generic. You know, when you go to the grocery store and you're buying groceries to bake this magnificent birthday cake, you may buy bread, eggs, and milk. But when you blend them together in your own magical way, that's the ingredients that create that fabulous cake. Author, speaker, coach doesn't deliver the goods. And with so much competition in that space, I don't believe that it's going to be persuasive enough for people to want to journey forward just on that basis alone. So a corollary to this blunder is what I like to call failure to declare your major to be major. So for those of you who are on the call that went to college, remember those first couple of years when you're bending and weaving and bobbing and swaying through the various general education courses, trying to figure out what you're going to be when you grow up, where you're going to put your focus, where you're going to become masterful in your area? Well, you're just an undergraduate doing the best you can. But all of a sudden, when you declare your major, your focus becomes very clear, your intentions become very clear, and all of a sudden you become magna cum laude. You get internships with prestigious companies. All of a sudden you've created that entrepreneurial venture on the side that has catapulted you to be an excited entrepreneur. I think that sometimes people fail to declare their major to be major in business, and so they essentially declare their major to be minor. And that is a shame and a tragedy. So I always like to call this example. You know, we all, those of us who eat meat, sometimes we'll go to the grocery store and we'll buy chicken. Well, if Frank Perdue of Perdue Farms could differentiate dead poultry, then what can we do with what it is that we have to offer? He has a tagline, and it says, "It takes a tough bird to make a tender chicken." And if you were amused by that advertising campaign whenever you heard it, if you were standing at the grocery aisle and trying to decide which chicken to buy, you just might reach for Perdue chicken from Perdue Farms because you liked the idea that he was offering tender chicken. Well, there's an adjective there that speaks to an outcome that's going to provide delight and satisfaction at the dinner table. Author, speaker, coach doesn't do it. So if the one thing you do differently as a result of hearing from me today, ask yourself if you could describe yourself in a new way that speaks to the result that you bring about. Because author, speaker, coach, you lose, I believe. I'll give you some inspiration so you can get inspired with the how. Guy Fieri is the self-proclaimed mayor of Flavortown. Dan Savage is America's leading sex advice columnist. Bill Barron is the master of new client enrollment. If these are the things that you need, at least you know who you're going to call, just like Ghostbusters. So my question to you is, what's your handle? Can your ideal clients quickly find you in a Google search? And what's the buzz around your name? As I mentioned earlier, today, if you Google my name, you find out that I'm the business bio expert and the Get Known to Get Paid mentor, and I'm thrilled. But when I first started out on this journey to get known and get paid after serving for years and years as a publicist behind all these important people, when you Googled my name, you know what you found out? That I ran 10K races really slowly. I didn't have a brand or a reputation, but by practicing everything that I'm talking to you about today, I've become world-renowned for this area of expertise. People can find me, they can hire me, they can refer me, and I'm Whistling Dixie. So what can you call yourself? Your invitation today is to learn how to call yourself something that's memorable, remarkable, repeatable, and referable. Because what do we want? We want clients. We want speaking gigs. We want media interviews. We want joint venture partners calling our name. And if they don't know what you stand for and on, it's not going to turn their head. And that could leave you alone in your room, which would be a tragedy. So if you're not sure how to do this, you know, don't wait for someone to give you the crown. I think I heard Lisa Sasevich say that one time. She calls herself the queen of sales conversion. Well, hallelujah. You can be the queen of this, the king of that. Alex Mondozian is the king of Google Hangouts, how to monetize Google Hangouts. At least you know what he's standing for and on. So if you're not sure what you could claim as your own, one of the best things you can do is ask your clients to speak their truth about their experience working with you. You can ask them to share their best comments about the chance transformation that you've helped bring about for them, and then you can use their words that describe you to put them in your website and your blog and your social media and your bio, everywhere you show up, because it could be the thing that makes you memorable. For example, you know, our brilliance is often as our blind spot. You know, I think I'm the business bio expert. And I ask a few clients, you know, what do they think? And my good friend Betsy Talbot is married with luggage. You know what she says? She says, Nancy, you're like self-esteem in a can. You take the best that I have to offer and you spray it in the world for everyone to see. I look and sound like a professional just like that. It couldn't have happened without you. If you had a comment like that from a client that was so adorable and so memorable and so on brand for you, that could be part of your bio and it would be so memorable and people would wink and grin and pick up the phone and call you. So that's why this is important and that's how you can apply it to get to the juice that makes you special. All right, so what is the number one biggest blunder that people make with their bios? The number one biggest blunder is what we call story snooze. This is when you treat your bio as an afterthought instead of as a billboard for your unique brand of brilliance. So you can take your bigger place at the bigger success buffet. Story snooze. You know that it's boring when it starts with author, speaker, coach, or real estate agent, and it just sounds so generic. If there's not an adjective that describes you or the way that you do it, you may be suffering from this ailment. So why does it matter? Clients will pay a premium to work with an expert. So that means you can get paid more. The information you share can make you memorable, remarkable, and referable or not. And truly, when you get right down to it, who you are is your secret sauce and what draws the right people to you and your work. If you don't show up and put yourself out there in a way that's polarizing, it's compelling, you can't attract the right people. It's sort of this magnetizing situation where you want to attract the right people and repel the wrong people. So I'll use an example from a thought leader that I've been following a little bit. Her name is Suzanne Evans, and she's very brash and bold and very successful. And she says things like, and this is a woman talking, she'll say, you know, suck it up and grow a pair. She'll say that. And you're either loving it or you're not. But I really applaud her having a distinct voice and point of view, because the people who respond to that tone of voice are rushing to her and investing mightily in her services and programs, and the people who are not right for her are probably rushing over to talk to me. You want to find your right people where there's a Cinderella fit, and putting your tone of voice in it is going to be very persuasive. Now, as long as we're talking about story snooze and things that stop us at the front door, another thing that folks tend to do is believing that one bio will suit all situations, and that absolutely is not the case. One size does not fit all. Twitter, you get 160 words. When you're introduced as a speaker, you might get a paragraph. When you're introduced on a radio program, you might get two sentences. When you do interviews, you need a third-person bio so that the speaker can introduce you in the third person. When you've got a home page, you might want to have the home page copy in the first person so that you can feel like you're actually talking to your ideal client. So one size does not fit all. It's just like the same pair of shoes doesn't suit all situations. And when you are ready to go to the red carpet, the beautiful thing for you is when someone says, we'd love to have you as a guest on our radio program. Do you have two paragraphs where we can introduce you? When you have all that stuff at the ready at a moment's notice, you're able to glide through the door of opportunity like a total rock star, delight the audience, delight the host with your preparation, and rock the show instead of having to drop everything with this 11th-hour scramble to try to pull together the right thing at the last minute. Because when you do anything last minute, chances are your confidence won't be at its best. I believe that if today's the day to declare your intention to be major, today's also the day to decide to get ready to go big as soon as possible. Because the bigger you go as soon as possible, the more premium clients you can attract, the more success you can welcome, and other benefits of that type. Why does this matter? Because my good friend Alice Cunningham of Olympic Hot Tub Company says, you must make it easy to buy, easy to own, and easy to refer. So I'm reminded of this situation where I got someone ditched a radio program, National Public Radio, at the 11th hour. And I get this call in the middle of the night, and it's National Public Radio. And they say, we had a guest cancel at the 11th hour. Can you be on the program at 7 a.m. to talk about how to transform your boring bio from wallpaper to wow? And you know what I was able to do? I was able to say, I'd be delighted to be on your program. What length bio is going to be perfect for the introduction? Do you need my photo and the 5 questions I most like to be asked and answered? And is there anything more I can do to help you delight your guests and be a fabulous service to your audience? And the person from National Public Radio said, would you please train the world to do what you just did? And that's exactly what I'm doing. When you are able to say yes and deliver everything you need flawlessly, you look like a total rock star. And if you're coming up from the ranks and you haven't become a big whale yet, this is one of the most powerful ways you can differentiate yourself from everyone else on the planet that does what you do, even if they're a big whale, because you're a pleasure to work with, a joy to behold, you deliver content like a rock star, and the more you do it, the more that you get to go to bigger stages and bigger platforms and bigger opportunities and bigger clients and bigger outcomes, and it just grows from there. That's why this matters. I hope I'm getting you excited. So I'm from Seattle, and you know the Seattle Seahawks won the Super Bowl this year, and the quarterback, Russell Wilson, had a wonderful quote that I think is really powerful. He said, the separation is in the preparation. They won that game because they were more prepared to win than any of the other teams, and I believe that if you want to get to the roses, the more prepared you are, the more you are going to receive that kind of success. So how can you apply this to your benefit? You know, when we're talking about author, speaker, coach, snooze, well, Patricia Fripp is an author, a speaker, and a coach, and she's an award-winning Hall of Fame speaker, but she doesn't call herself author, speaker, coach. She has a powerful headline on her speaker sheet and her speaker page, and it says something like this: electrifying audiences and inspiring sales teams to break through performance one riveting keynote at a time. If you were a meeting planner looking to inspire sales teams and you wanted to choose a speaker from a list of recommendations and they all had the same speaker sheet, author, speaker, coach, author, speaker, coach, author, speaker, coach, and there was this one, electrifying audiences and inspiring sales teams to break through performance one riveting keynote at a time, what would be your decision? Patricia Fripp wins. So that's, you see what she's done? Electrifying audiences and inspiring sales teams to break through performance. Sign me up. That's exactly what my organization needs. Don't go generic, go specific, and put some adjectives that have energy in them so people tap their toe, reach for the phone, and say yes to you. That is my invitation. When you get introduced as a speaker, it's not that they're supposed to review everything you've ever done in your life. I want you to have a prepared speaker introduction that summarizes the best wow that you have to offer in a memorable, juicy way so people are winking and grinning and standing on their feet before you speak your first word. Earlier I said that, you know, Nancy's like self-esteem in a can. She takes the best you have to offer, sprays it for the world to see, and you look and sound like a professional just like that. She's all the help and none of the hype, and she's here to delight and inspire you. Please welcome Nancy to the stage. Alrighty then, let's applaud. That's so much better than where I went to college and, you know, what awards I've won. Who cares about that? It's what the audience wants to hear and how they're going to benefit in your unique, delicious, memorable, specific way. That's where the magic is. And that's why I want you to revisit how you get introduced to the speaker to make sure you're not putting them to sleep before you speak the first word. So when you do this right, what can happen? So I want to tell you a little story, and this is a true story. I know there are a lot of people on this call who are aspiring speakers who would love to get paid large speaking fees to speak to their large audiences and have the opportunity to make invitations at those occasions. And I am no different. And when I got serious about getting ready to be a rock star, quote unquote, I had a beautiful video created where people could see, hear, and celebrate the way I present from a stage. I had audio files prepared on my speaker page so people could listen to me. I had testimonials prepared for people who had heard me speak and said wonderful things, especially people with names you would recognize. I even made it easy for people to give me a call to book me. And I also have my calendar posted on my speaker sheet, my speaker page, so that people can know whether or not I'm available so that they can invite me when it, you know, and hopefully there's serendipity and the timing is perfect for everybody. So I want all of those things that I've done to be things that you put on your list of things to do as well. But I remember this one time that maybe this happens to you also, where people say, would you come and speak to the chamber? Would you come and speak to the local business conference? Would you come and speak to our networking group? And typically these are wonderful opportunities to speak to great people, but often they're pro bono opportunities. And I get a lot of invitations for pro bono opportunities. Maybe you do too. So what happened for me is that, you know, I've done quite a lot of that. And one day I got an email from someone who said that I had been highly referred to be a breakout session leader at a, you know, upcoming business conference, and would I consider it? And, you know, immediately you're thinking, wow, isn't that exciting? So I wrote back to the person and said, I'm honored to be referred by such a prestigious person, and what a wonderful invitation. Before we have a chat, could I invite you to my speaker page to see what it is that I speak about, what audiences members say, and to get a sense of what I have to offer to make sure that what it is I speak about is a perfect fit. And if you like what you see, let's have a chat. And so the person calls me back and she says, when we first called you, we thought you'd do one of the pro bono breakout sessions for us. But now that I've seen your video, and now that I've read all the comments from all those awesome people, we would like to invite you to be our keynote speaker. Are you available? And then she said, what are your requirements? What are your requirements? And that's one of those questions that you just really, like, you dream that somebody's going to ask you. And so I said, well, what do you got? And she says to me, well, it's a one-hour keynote that starts at 8 o'clock in the morning in Bellingham, Washington, and we want you to talk about this topic and da-da-da-da-da. And with a wink and a grin, I said, you know, that's a couple hour drive from where I live and a couple hours back. I said, we're really talking about a half day, aren't we? And she said, yes, we are. She says, what's your half day rate? And I thought about it, and it, with a wink and a grin, I thought to myself, pull from air, PFA. Well, my half day rate is, and I told her what it was, and I let the conversation bubble hang in the air like this pregnant pause, and she said, we can do that. And ka-ching, ka-ching, hallelujah, there you are. So I want you to get ready to go so when someone asks you what your requirements are, they've already vetted you, they've already watched your video, they've already looked at your testimonials, they've already heard your audio, they've already seen what people have said, and they can't wait to say yes, because then you're off and running. That is why this matters. So how can you build it? How can you do it? If you register for today's call, you know that you've already received the Heal Your Boring Bio gift booklet that gives you all kinds of access to how to do it, including this beautiful pyramid document that shows how to decide, reflect, prove, add value, add personality, and prepare your right-sized stories. So what I want you to do is, instead of doing the one-size-fits-all situation, I want you to decide with that clean sheet of paper, what is the bio you're working on now intending to accomplish, and make sure the words on the page help support that particular objective instead of trying to make everything fit one. Because when you do that, you are a rock star, you're ready for anything, and your confidence and your conviction to serve in all the ways that you serve grows and grows and grows. And that's why this is important. So I won't go into too much detail about this document because it's explained very detailed, in a detailed manner, in the handout that you all received when you signed up for this call. But if you want to revisit it, I really encourage you to do that because it will really make things easy for you. So what will happen when you do all of this? There's cash, there's clients, there's joint venture partners, there's media opportunities, there's bigger stages, virtual and otherwise. That's all wonderful. What would happen if all these media logos that you see on the screen were attached to your expertise? And when the media was looking for an expert, they were calling you instead of your competitor. What's that worth to you? That's, all of this is so intoxicating for me because this is exactly the journey that I've traveled to get known and paid for my winning ways, and that's why I teach it with such passion, because I know that getting the clients, you know, in the short term is what everybody wants. Pay the bills, pay the bills. But beyond that, what is it that you're here to do, and why does it matter for you, for your legacy, for your identity, for everything that you're here to do in the world? I really want you to get this nailed. And so, in summary, what are the three blunders to avoid? Too much of the wrong information. Blunder number two, author, speaker, coach, you lose. And story blunder number one, story snooze. Your bio is an afterthought as opposed to a billboard for your brilliance. So let me ask you a question. When you look at your bio, based on what we've learned so far, does it make you beam with pride and confidence and conviction? Or does it have you shrinking and wishing and hoping it was a whole lot more compelling? Sometimes in the work that I do with clients, I notice that their confidence is shaky and they're questioning their value, and their conviction to make their businesses work in service to more of the right people is shaky too, because they just don't think they've got their message nailed. I hear from people all the time, they say, I have bio cringe and bio shame. What I want is bio pride. And some people come right out and say, my bio sucks. And it's like, boy, out of the mouths of these clients is this real pain that people are speaking about. But the truth of it is, it's that the pain they're talking about is a symptom of a much deeper, bigger problem. They want more clients. Did you know that by applying a simple secret, bios can transform quickly and easily into client magnets with your very first line of text? And this is true for your social media, your homepage, your About Us page, and everywhere you want to be. Would you like to know the secret? I'm here to tell you what it is. What you need to do is to dial into your ideal client's frequency first before you write about yourself. So what I'd like to do is bring this point alive with a dating example, because I think that's something that's very relevant. You know, there are many relationship coaches out there and also many singles, perhaps, that are out there saying it's a jungle out there, dating as in life. And I was meeting with some relationship coaches not long ago, and they said that for men, it's the photo that matters on the profile that determines whether or not he's going to call. And for the women, it's the content of the profile that matters most to her. But here's the thing. If you can't make the right match, or what happens is you end up spending time with people that deprive you of your solitude without providing companionship. And that is the ultimate definition of what it is to be boring. So the fact of the matter is, whether you're looking for a date or you're looking for a client, your first impression can make a big impact or not. What's it worth to find a soulmate to share your life with? How might life change for the better? And how many more amazing experiences would unfold if you had someone to share your life with? And what if none of this happens? What's the cost of that? Heck, it could mean going solo, not sharing your life with a perfect partner. It could mean memories not made. It could mean way too many nights snuggled up on the couch on a Saturday night with Netflix and pizza. The aha here is that the profile is the magnet that gets the romance started. What happens next is where the fireworks can begin en route to happily ever after. That's why the power of a compelling headline on your bio or your profile or anywhere else you show up can really make a big difference. So my friend Barbara, she was in her 40s. She decided she was going to get serious about finding a mate. And she talks to my husband and she says, "Steve, what do I do?" And he says, and he says it with a wink and a grin, he says, "You know, Barbara, men are like simple creatures. Show up naked, bring food." And she said, "I like it." So her headline on her dating profile was, "Show up naked, bring food." There's nothing boring about it. It took her a lot of courage and a point of view to showcase a distinctive idea that either would attract or compel people. But the best part about it is that it broke through the clutter. And you know what? She found her perfect partner, and they're married happily ever after for the last 10 years. The aha for you here is that blah, blah, blah in the profile is often a predictor of blah, blah, blah in other aspects of life and business. Because, again, how you do anything is how you do everything. It's that first impression that clients, meeting planners, and radio and TV producers check out to open big doors or have them sing next. When you prepare it well, a bio conveys confidence, conviction, commitment, and results, results that people want to buy. And it can also work for you everywhere you need to get seen, heard, and hired. I think for a lot of us, it expresses compelling details around our identity and our expert positioning. For many business owners, some of their ego and self-esteem is wrapped up within that. If you're a business owner going bigger in the work, the bio sets the context for bigger conversations and opportunities with clients and meeting planners and joint venture partners and media gatekeepers. It can even save you time and give you more freedom. Like another example I'd love to share with you. Financial planner's practice is booming, so busy that he needs to add staff. And he says to me, "My fondest hope is that the staff person I add has such a great bio that when people land on our website and read about her, they call me and say they want an appointment with Amy." And so by following client attracting template number 3 in her copy of Bye Bye Boring Bio, in 20 minutes she created her story and put it on the website because they needed to get that done. And within a few days, $2,500 worth of new business came in from the exact scenario that this business owner asked for, which is, could somebody please come on my staff, be so attractive that people would say, "I want to work with Amy." So if you're going bigger in your business and need to add staff, do not discount your team members' bios, because your life can get so much better, have more freedom when people are working with your teammates, paying their fine fees, and you get to profit from that fabulous outcome. So that brings me to another learning point for you. is it, remember that a sassy soundbite can really draw the reader in and have them fall in love with you right at hello, whether it's a dating profile or a business profile. And here you see a picture of my husband, Steve. He's a certified financial planner, and at the top of his story it says, people pay me for my heart, trust me, pay me for my head, trust me for my heart, and value me most when I use both. You either love that or you don't, but a lot of people love it, and they pick up the phone as soon as they read it. Alex Mondozian's bio says, caring is the ultimate competitive advantage. You love him or you don't. Either way, it's fine, but you know what? He's doing very well in business. Another financial planner says, it takes as much energy to wish as it does to plan. Another one says, investing should be like watching paint dry. If you're getting an adrenaline rush, you're doing something wrong. So with these kinds of sassy soundbites as your example, what sassy soundbite can you offer? What is your philosophy? If you could share that in a compelling, pithy way so that people could remember it and repeat it and be attracted to it, you just might have a new client tomorrow. But the truth is, and I know this to be true since I've worked with hundreds and hundreds, thousands of people, writing about what we do is hard. We put it off. And because we don't make it a priority, that could mean that we are unseen, unheard, and undercompensated. So many wasted hours and hours, or even days, trying to find the right words to describe what we do and why it matters. Sometimes business owners find themselves feeling speaker gig or client win envy because their competitors get the business that they should have earned. What is that poor first impression costing in missed opportunities to serve more clients, invite more speaking gigs, attract JV partners, attract those prestigious opportunities to be in the spotlight and make the bigger difference that you know you're here to make? There is that possibility of more suffering and struggle and obscurity and mediocrity and invisibility longer than necessary. Having worked with so many clients who've told me these things, everyone's up to big things, but they don't know how to get to the other side because maybe the words aren't their favorite thing, or they don't know how to put the words together in such a way that they flow or they sing. It's that feeling of being lost or misunderstood, stuck. That blank sheet of paper is just not a friend. It's a foe. And what people do is they end up sticking with those wallpaper bios, and then they don't get those premium fees and the premium clients, and they don't have the confidence and the conviction. It feels really, really like a struggle. And I think the worst part about it is that it could so easily be repaired with a little bit of support. And with the support, how much better could life be if the words were singing on the page and everywhere you showed up you were shining instead of cowering? It's my mission to do everything I can to make sure this isn't what happens to business owners who crave and deserve a bigger platform. That's why I combine my years of publicity experience beating the drum for clients like America's Finest Chocolatier Fran Bigelow and the world's leading trainer of virtual trainers, Alex Mondozian, to create solutions to ease this pain that really work. So with your permission, I'd like to tell you about a proven way to ease bio shame and transform it into bio pride to your advantage and to make it fun also. Is that all right? Hopefully that's okay. I've created the Get Your Client Attracting Story Done virtual workshop. It's virtual, and it is amazing because what we do is we engage, we connect, we co-create. You have access to expert support. You get seen, heard, helped in community, and you get celebrated too. Let me explain how it works. There are three live calls that you can enjoy anywhere you are in the world, from your kitchen table, your office, your lounge chair, your Adirondack chair, or your couch. The very first one is the Bye Bye Boring Bio Virtual Intensive. This is a three-hour journey we take together where the handouts and the tools, the Bye Bye Boring Bio tools, are delivered to your internet front door, so that we can guide you through the promised land in the three-hour window to get this done in a world-class way. The second call is what I call Magic Message Lab, with bio booster shots provided by yours truly. I know this is hard for some people, and I want to be there to bring in the healing. So you can come to this two-hour call, and I'll look at your bio and make it better. There's also a Bye Bye Boring Bio private Facebook community, and it's thriving. We have over 150 people there now, and people post their bios in the forum, and I go there several times a day to say, you nailed it, this is what you could do to make it better, and everyone is an example for the other so that people can see the transformations in real time, and it's just amazing what's happening in this community because people are engaged, they're supporting each other, they're starting to joint venture with each other, their confidence is growing, they're even starting to do business together. It's just exciting to see people engaged and enrolled in such a powerful way where they can have access to me and to get the support that they need. And then the third call is what I call Bio Wow What Now? Bio Wow What Now? Because in the 3 weeks that we're together live, you're going to have that client attracting story that has that magnetic wow factor to attract your ideal clients to lean in and be jazzed about working with you. And I'm going to teach you how to share it with all the right people so that you can get out there in a much bigger way. And we're doing it in a world-class way because anything less isn't simply good enough. You're not going to be going it alone because I'm going to be with you every step of the way. This workshop, 3 calls in 3 weeks, it's like making a date with your identity, your destiny, and your client magnet to serve you now and for a long time to come. So it's just been so fabulous. So it's the 3 weeks of expert access with me. And then, of course, you get your copy of Bye Bye Boring Bio with the 10 road-tested templates to make preparing your speaker sheet, your client-attracting bio, your Twitter profile's also easy for you, packed with examples, so if you've got writer's block, you can go to the index and find someone just like you to get you off the fence and into wow. You also receive the 147 Powerful Ways to Profit from Free Publicity Tips booklets, because once your story is ready, you're going to want to start building the buzz right away. And you also receive the Get Ready, Get Known, Get Paid workbook, so if earning publicity and building a platform for your book is important to you, you'll know how to create a press release and a meeting notice and all these other kinds of things that you can create and post online and beyond, like a pro, just like I've been all my life. These are all included. I think the best part about this workshop is the opportunity to get seen, heard, and celebrated for having gotten it done during the time we have together, because you know what happens? After the second call, I give you a deadline and say, by midnight tonight, you need to send me your before version, your after version, and what you learned. And if you are among the top submitters, I see, hear, and celebrate you in my blog and my social media, and wait till you see how I'm celebrating all the recent most best contributors, because you're going to see that in just a minute. I'm really excited about that. So what are some of the benefits? You'll make money with the first client you attract. You'll have the convenience of being able to enjoy this wherever you are in the world or by replay if that's more convenient. You're going to have the confidence and the clarity and the conviction to go bigger, even faster in your business. I think the best thing is that out of the mouths of clients come the greatest rewards. Fanny Ritter said to me, when I came to your class, I was like an ugly duckling, but now I'm a swan. And it's totally infused her enthusiasm, her passion to become an even bigger Make Your Honeymoon Last Forever expert worldwide, from Switzerland to Seattle to the world. If you could transform from ugly duckling to swan to find perfect partners that you could mate with for the rest of your successful business, how much more profitable would your business be? And how much more enjoyable would be your life? So let's talk about the investment. Clients, there's another great way to work with me to get your bio done and to have me guide you over a 6-month window of time as your private get known to get paid mentor. I'll work with you to write your bio with you and guide you forward to get known and paid in all the ways that we're talking about. The investment to work with me in this program and to have me at your side for 6 months so that you can go big with support and championship is $10,000. I work with just a few clients every 6 months to go deep in this way, and they make big, bold progress. For example, Michael Bloom came to me without a book, without a platform, without a Facebook page, without speaking gigs, without a speaking topic, and within a year of working together, he actually worked with me for an entire year. He is now the Caregiving Without Regret expert, Michael Bloom, with his new book, The Accidental Caregiver Survival Guide, Your GPS to Success, and he is making a very fine living from his book, his speaking engagements, and his awareness in the world is huge. Google Caregiving Without Regret and you will see he is number one. I'm not making a formal offer for this. And if what I've described resonates, just send me an email at nancy@authenticvisibility.com and we'll chat about it. There's another great way to enjoy my expert support, and the investment is less and the value is extraordinary. It's the Get Your Client Attracting Story Done virtual workshop. Your investment is $497 for everything that I've described. So I'd like to make an invitation for you. The world needs you and your expertise, and you don't need any more aggravation around your story and getting the words right, not a moment longer. I believe that now is the time to get this done in an expert way, in a world-class way. I want us to get it done together. I want you to know that over the last year, I have had 500 happy graduates graduate from this program to attract clients, speaking gigs, media interviews. The modest investment of tuition, you will get back with your first client, and then it will be ka-ching, ka-ching, hallelujah for the lifetime of your successful business. The next workshop starts on September 17th, and I want you to join me. And I also want to make the summer the best bio makeover time so you could get a jump start. So here's what I have for you. Well, I also want to tell you, Nina Durfee says, what a difference Nancy's worldwide workshop has made for her. And this I love. Susan Blaze says, Nancy, it's not just what you teach, but who you are that blows me away. When people say things like that, it makes me so proud. So what I'd like you to do now is to come with me to byebyeboringbio.com, byebyeboringbio.com, because I've got some juicy bonuses to offer to you to make saying yes an easy decision. Okay. The first one is when you say yes, you will get access to the private Facebook group immediately so that you can start engaging with me and everyone else in the community and to start getting help with your story right now. If summertime is your time to get this done, I'm there for you because you will also get the home study kit so you can listen to the first call, the 3-hour call, at your convenience wherever you are in the world. Get your story done ahead of time so that you can really dig in and get extra help in the Facebook group. This is a $297 value that is yours as a bonus for saying yes to joining with me in September. I have another bonus for you that I think you're really going to be liking. If you're from Rich and Milana's community, the JVIC, you're all interested in becoming rock star joint venture partners. And you might be interested to know that I have become a rock star joint venture partner over the last 3 years, and I finished in the top 3 or 5 or 10 of every contest that I can compete in. And so has my good friend, Masterpiece Coaching founder, Gina McGabellini. We are going to be leading a 3-part JV Leaderboard Secret Mastermind, where we are going to virtually, over 3 calls, over 3 months, tell you all of our ninja strategies about how we end up on the top of the leaderboards, even with our lists being small, so that we can win money, esteem, and have people like Alex Mondozian calling our name to play with him. That is a $997 value, and it is your bonus for saying yes to the worldwide workshop. Because once you get your story done, you're going to want to get out there in a much bigger way, and wouldn't it be great if you could profit from it? Profit from it. And the third bonus, and I think this is something you will really love, and this is for the first 10 people to say yes, is I will provide you a private Better Bio booster shot by telephone with me. What's it worth to have a 1-hour conversation with me on the telephone where I'm taking a look at your best effort draft, talking with you about your business, and turning the words around so that they sing and open huge doors? The value of that private Better Bio booster shot call with me is $347 and is your gift for saying yes right now to byeboringbio.com to be part of the worldwide Get Your Story Done workshop. So let me sum it up for you. Oh, you're probably wondering when. We're going to have 3 weeks, three power-packed calls. The calls are going to be September 17th, September 25th, and October 2nd. The replays will be provided wherever you are in the world, so you won't miss a thing. It's always best to be live. And I want you to start today with the home study kit as your guide so you don't have to wait a moment longer. So let's summarize the value. The Get Your Story Done workshop and all the support provided is valued at $997. The home study kit plus the private Facebook group is $297. The JV Leaderboard Secrets Virtual Mastermind is $997. And the first 10 people to say yes are going to get a private session with me by telephone or Skype to make their bio better, $347. So when you add all that together, it's $2638 in value. But what's your investment? $497. I hope you see this as an easy yes, because I would so love to work with you and to give you the support you need, not just now, but throughout this journey, because once you're in the private Facebook group, you can start getting help now. And then the first call with Gina and I is going to be in August, and then we're going to do another one in September and another one in October. So if you're planning to go to the JVIC live event in November, you're going to know all our ninja strategies and be able to impress all your new potential partners with everything that we've taught you so that you can totally win their launches, win money, influence, impact, and so much more. So if this lands for you, you'll be happy to know that there's also easy payment arrangements. You can pay in full the tuition of $497, or you can choose the three pay option with $197 each of 30 for three times each for 30 days each time. $197. So I hope that's nice and easy for you. So you may be wondering, what's the guarantee? I totally stand by this, and I have over 500 graduates to prove it. So if you show up for the calls and do the work and ask for help and take action and use this material for a full year and you are not satisfied, you can write me a note and tell me what actions you have taken, and I will grant a refund. So you have no risk. But my invitation for you is to roll up your sleeves and say, you're going to get this done, because for $495, oh my gosh, this is the best money you can spend to make the difference that you can make, and you could start immediately. So I want to close with some inspiration for you. I don't know if you saw the movie Frozen, but for me, it was a very powerful film. It's probably the best-selling animated film Disney's made ever. And Elsa is the queen, and she says, it's time to see what I can do, to test the limits and break through. No right, no wrong, no rules for me. I'm free. She realized she had special gifts that she was not feeling, and she was concealing. And one day she decided to let them go, and she was able to build ice castles in the snow and to be brilliant and beautiful in whole new ways and make huge impact beyond what anyone ever thought was possible. I believe that we all have a bit of Elsa in us. There's something special that we have that if we could just let it go, we could make our impact in the world and make a huge difference. Our legacy, our identity, the impact we're here to make, it will no longer be hidden. It will be out in plain sight. So I want you to say yes to me. I hope you know that my commitment to you is solid, secure, and unwavering. I will champion your success. And I am the kind of person who over-delivers. Hopefully you get that. Because I have other surprises waiting for you once you say yes to me, because I am just an abundant soul. And whatever it is that I have to give, it's usually a whole lot more than you expect. So go to byeboringbio.com and say yes. So people ask me, do you do private mentoring? I absolutely do, and you can use this 3-week window that we have during the live calls to experience what I'm like and how I help and how I support you, and maybe that will be what you need to say yes to me as your mentor this fall. Nothing would make me happier. If you can't attend the 3 live calls, don't worry. You'll get the replays. And you can actually start now with the replays and join me live in the fall to be even more prepared to get even more support. So don't be frozen by indecision. I want you to say yes to your success. Yes to a better bio that's going to open big doors and huge opportunity. So if you are called to do this, you know it's time. And I would love for you just to say yes. There's one other gift that I have for you. So when you go, there's two actually. When you go to getknown123.com, you get to access the Get Ready, Get Known, Get Paid workbook as my gift to you. It's $197 value, and it will show you some of the press releases and meeting notices and other things that I've created that you can model for your own business to go big whether you work with me or not. But wouldn't you rather have me there as your champion? So there's one other gift that you get, and when you go to buybuyboringbio.com and you scroll to the bottom of the page where it says buy now, you will see that there's a link there that gives you access to the best before and after transformations that were happening from the last session of the Worldwide Get Your Story Done workshop. Because you know earlier I said that when you the purpose is to get this done in a world-class way, and that when you do, I will see here and celebrate you and champion you in a much bigger way. Well, the 8 people that were fortunate to get chosen as among the best are going to now be seen by you, so you can see what their before story was, what their after story was, what their experience working with me was, and you can be even more validated in your decision to say yes to me, to help you get your story done in a world-class way, so when you see it here and celebrate your success online, your clients will see it here and celebrate your success online as well, and you will have everything that you want and more to make the impact that you're here to make. And hopefully we will have opened the door for you to want to work with me more deeply, because I can tell you this, there's a lot of power under this hood, and I want you to experience it to support your success in ways beyond what you ever thought was possible. So I always like to close these calls with a very inspiring quote that really speaks to me. I believe, and I hope you do too, that you and your work matter. Every day is a chance for each of us to be important. Let today be that day for you. I am Nancy Jutton, your business bio expert. I am so delighted to have the opportunity to share with you today. And if there's anyone that wants to ask me questions now, I'm happy to stay here and chat with you. I see a couple of hands are raised. I'm going to call on you if you would like me to. Would that be good? So I'm going to see if this first person still wants me to ask a question. The person from 209, Esther, would you like to ask a question? I'm calling on you now. The line is open. Would you like to ask a question? Esther? I think I'll just open to interactive.
Can you hear me now?
I can. Yes.
Oh, excellent.
What would you like
I really enjoyed your presentation. It gave me a lot to think about, and including the fabulous workbook that you had that you did about yesterday. I don't have any questions. I'm just sitting here you know, looking over my notes as you were talking. But thank you so much for you doing this today.
Okay. Oh, it's my pleasure. And thank you for being here. And again, what you're probably noticing is with the Heal Your Boring Bio gift is a pretty good gift. And the gift that I'm offering today, the Get Known 123, that is a great gift. And the before and after examples that are shown on the sales page at byeboringbio.com. I know I can err on the side of generosity, and I also know that you going this alone isn't that as nearly as much fun as having me to make it easy for you. So I hope that you're encouraged to step forward.